Well, we're back. Good morning. This is Tom Moulton, your host. And thanks to Visit Tucson, we get to be here every Thursday. We talk about tourism and special events. And today, we're going to lead you down the path of adventure. And we probably have one of the best adventure tour guides here in Tucson. I met him about a little over a year ago. He's one of the, for some reason, Jeff, I always have guests that I can't pronounce the last name. So let's, Plevniak. Okay, yep. Plevniak. Right, Matt, what do you think? Plevniak.
I think you got it.
Can you say it?
Plevniak?
There we go.
You got it. All right.
You know, we always leave here as good friends, Jeff, and good morning. We got a little business to do. Before we get you and talking about all the wonderful adventures that you create, of course, we have 100 attractions in the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, so I'm hoping that you're getting a chance to get to know a lot of those people, because a lot of them are adventure all on their own, and they're probably one-of-a-kind adventures. And I think you probably are learning all the assets that we have out here.
So much in Southern Arizona.
Yes.
So much.
And you don't need to go anywhere else than just Southern Arizona. You need to go to that town up north a little bit. Well, our co-host is here. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Jeff. And good morning, Matthew.
We're glad you're here, Timmy. And Timmy and I spoke for an hour last night about the Velodrome grand opening that was last night.
Yeah.
I was wondering, why do you do a grand opening at 6:30? And you know what? I just told Jeff the story. TJ, as you know, the executive director of El Tour de Tucson, got broke away because he was a speaker last night about the importance of diversifying. I never heard this word, diversifying the bicycling experience here in Tucson. And it was the grand opening of the Tucson Velodrome, and it's a 50-year in the making. I got a chance to be part of one of those efforts back in my county days from 2001 to 2017. We had a lot of dialogue about the bringing a velodrome to Tucson because it's an Olympic sport. And it is also, the nearest one is 8 hours away. So last night, we had all of the wonderful folks that were involved in the velodrome. We had Charlie. Remember Charlie from P1 Kart, Timmy? He was there.
I do.
And Doug, my surgeon. I won't tell you about that story, but Doug was there. He knows more about my parts than anybody. Well, maybe my wife. But and he was. Everybody was so excited, so enthusiastic. So I wanted to start before you do the two special events to kind of reflect a little bit about what TJ was talking. Now TJ is from Iowa, okay, and I asked Jeff this question. He said, was it about corn? Well, he was pretty close, right, Jeff?
That's
you
right.
You were close. What else went on in Iowa and with that guy named Kevin Costner? You remember that, Tim?
I do. Yes. I do. Field of Dreams.
That's right. And one of the famous images at the very end of the movie was when these cars were coming down this dark road, and all they could see was the lights. And so TJ was telling the story about the first time that he went to the Field of Dreams, and he was driving down the road, and he saw this hume of light before the dark skies ordinance, most likely, back in Iowa. But
Iowa,
yes. He said he was driving down the road, and he saw this hume of lights coming from afar. Now, it's not really afar. It was probably maybe a quarter of a mile. And he goes, I had this tingling in my body, the same one I had the first time he went to the Field of Dreams. So he had the whole audience in his hand then and told everybody about how special Tucson is becoming, and even more so now in the bicycle industry, which is very popular. And he talked about the loop, and he talked about, you know, what's happening to the roads, trying to make it more bicycle safety. And he told us about his friends that are calling him and asking him, what about this velodrome? And we learned that the nearest velodrome is 8 hours away in Los Angeles. It's not in a neighborhood that you'd want to go by yourself. His talk was just, he only talked for about 5 minutes, but there was an audience of about 100 people there, all waiting for the velodrome, and they were all about 30 minutes before that. There was a bicycle club of young folks, 14 to 16, and for the first time, because they had all of these special velodrome bicycles, they got to ride for the first time. They've never been on a velodrome. And if you remember, Tim, the first time you got on a go-kart and you didn't know how to steer, or you thought you knew how to steer, but you really, because, you know, the last car you stole, your steer was probably had pedals on it. Maybe you were in a bicycle with training wheels. Well, anyway, I remember the first time I was in a go-kart and I was crashing into everything, okay? But by the fourth lap, man, I knew what the hell I was doing. I was, look out, I'm coming through. Little did I know, brakes, what are those things, you know? I was concentrating on steering, Jeff. And he says, that's exactly what happened to these students. They started in the lower half. Now there's a 45 degree? I don't know what it is. But it's up and down and around, and it's a huge facility. And they started down at the bottom, and then slowly each lap they would go up a little bit, and then they would go up a little bit, and they go up a little bit. And it's all about centrifugal force that keeps you on the bike and balance. And by the time they were on that fourth lap, they were racing, man. These 15, 20 bicycles, and we're gonna play that video, not right now, Matt, but probably towards the end of the 7 o'clock hour, or maybe in the early 8 o'clock hour of these kids. We only got 10 seconds of it. That's all they would allow me to have. But we had a great morning, and so Tim, we're kind of getting through this first segment. Good thing I asked Jeff to hang around for an extra segment. But this is what we try to do. The first segment, Jeff, we kind of just ease on into the audience and ease on into the host. And Timmy, give us those two special events that you are recommending for the weekend.
All right. Well, I'm sure Matt will correct my pronunciation, but Terunio.
It's pretty close, I think. That's how I would say it.
What does that mean, right, Matt? Is that Spanish, I presume? Or?
Well, the subtitle, Tim, is Flavors of the Desert. So maybe
okay.
Flavors of the Desert.
They did the translation for us. That was nice.
I know. Well, he's a good man. Sunday, November 16th. An evening of wine and artisanal dishes that express the flavor of the Sonoran Desert, and sponsored in part by Tucson City of Gastronomy. Tom, you were a board member, I believe.
I was so happy that they decided, you know, the Tucson Botanical Gardens has a wonderful, similar event that goes on every year, and they pack the house.
Oh yeah!
But now they've gone to Tonachua, which is the other botanical gardens, which is obviously completely different than the one's an urban garden oasis, and then, you know, our friend Michelle Conklin runs that facility, and this one is run by a lady that. She's a landscape architect, so she knows a little bit about gardens.
Yeah, they're doing a fantastic job up there.
And she's been on the radio at least twice, I think, now here on the show.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and doing a great job, absolutely. And, you know, the cover of the new passport is Tonachul. So we're a little bit extra partnership with them this year, and all the ads are featuring the passport with a Tonachul on it. So we got one more. And here's my favorite. It's been gone for since COVID. And it's back. And it's an interesting where they picked it, but more interesting when they're having it.
Well, it's the Tucson Greek Festival. It's finally back. Live music, great food, Greek dancing, family activities, shopping. It's from 3 to 11 p.m. November 14th at 43 East Congress Street.
Now, where is what is that, Matt? 43 East Congress.
I think
Congress.
It's Hakami Plaza there.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why they didn't just say Hakami Plaza.
But I think that's what, because Grant was talking about it yesterday. And guys, that what he's doing it sort of in conjunction a little bit with the Tucson Dust Festival, where they're leaving all the staging up and everything. So they're getting two events worth of use out of it. So it's a nice cooperative
agreement between them. Is that Saturday, the Dust Festival, or that was from last week?
I think it's after the Greek festival, but I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, we'll make sure, because we want to steer anybody wrong. We don't have that on our list, because I think it's a fairly new festival downtown. But a lot of festivals, Jeff, going downtown.
There is.
It's high festival season.
Yeah, the Hakami Plaza is a great place, and you know there's a lot of places downtown to. Right next to the train station is always a good one they have. That's where the maize, did I say that? Maize corn?
I think you got it.
Festival.
Yeah. You did better than me, Tom.
Yeah, I'm learning. I took 4 years in Spanish in high school, but I can quote all the dialogues. Hola, Isabel.
I failed high school Spanish.
All right, Tim, you got. We're already over time.
Yes, Dust is November 15th and 16th.
So we got the Greek festival, and thank you, Tim. We've shot this segment. Back to you, Matt.
Tim.
I'll let you get going on our first break. We'll be right back. This is the Morning Voice. And I'm Tom Moulton, your host, and we're here with Jeff. and I didn't really tell where Jeff's from, but when I say it, you're not going to spell it the right, but it's live once, right?
That's right.
Adventure planning.
Adventure planning.
Yes. Oh, and we'll be right back with Jeff after this break. Well, we are back, and hey, Matt. Where can you see these two beautiful guys here today on the studio?
Well, you can go to 1030 The Voice on YouTube. That's our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. I'll try to share it over to Facebook before the show's out.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, would Facebook enjoy you calling them a YouTube company? But YouTube and Google are associated with each other. And Facebook has all kinds of meta. You know, it has all kinds of things going on, but we're so fortunate to be on both of those platforms. Jeff, I hope I told you that you were going to be live and you're going to see your beautiful mug here. And,
so I think you did skip that, and yeah. I should have gotten a haircut. So.
No, you look great. You look great. But we're only filming you from the belly button up, so you're in good
perfect.
Shape.
Perfect. I'm
so
good.
I put a hat on, so I don't have to worry. I got the brand new Tucson branding. Hat on. Okay, I got that a couple of weeks ago when they announced that they're going away from Free Yourself. And it's an interesting brand, and we had a show on that. I think it was, maybe was that last week?
No, 3 weeks ago.
God, how time flies, where we had the marketing, the VP of marketing here, and he explained all about the new brand and all the exciting things that are going on in Tucson that helped formulate the new brand. And actually Savannah NBC was here 2 weeks ago, right?
Samantha Guthrie.
And this is her hometown from the U of A, and she graduated from the U of A, and the band came out, and all the characters came out, and it was a great 10-minute commercial. But she did a very warm presentation because her mom still lives here. And she, had lunch at El Charro, and all the thing. Carlotta was there and explaining to her what she's eating. That often happens, especially in the city of astronomy. What am I eating here? Choya buds? Where are those? Yeah, they come from a cactus. Really? Okay. And so we're here to talk about the ventures that are here. And during the break, Jeff, thank you, gave me a package of all the adventures, which include round trip and healthy snacks and breakfast. And, of course, you got Jeff most of the time or all the time. As the tour, as
95% of the time.
You got a number two.
I'm the one, yeah.
You got a number two in case you get sick, or you got two going on at the same time sometimes.
Yep.
And you got two sprint.
I have one.
One sprint.
One sprinter.
One sprinter, which is
15-passenger Mercedes sprinter.
Is a van.
Yeah.
But it's a Mercedes van. Oh, that's fantastic.
It's super comfortable.
And I've seen pictures of you driving.
Yeah.
So you're one-stop shop, everything.
That's right.
He'll pick you up and take you to the adventure of your life. And there's like, oh, God, there's what, a 10, 20, 25, 30 maybe?
About 40.
On the 40, that's 40. Oh,
40, yeah.
Should have. And I asked him before we went to, before we came back, and he's got some favorites he's going to talk about. Well, first of all, who is Jeff, and why the heck did you move away from corporate world and all these bosses, and you decided to start your own company, and you are the boss.
That's right, and that's the reason. That's the reason. I was in the car business for a long, long time, and anything retail is pretty grueling. You're working for other people. You're getting, you know, long days, long hours. So I worked for a local company.
Mm-hmm.
For about 23 years, and then I ended up leaving, and then I worked for Lucid Motors up in Casa Grande, building the electric cars, and that was really, really neat.
That was interesting, yeah.
Then it became kind of a production job, manufacturing with the long hours, 12, 14-hour days, 23 days straight without a day off, typical manufacturing, meeting quotas. But that wasn't for me, because what I love to do is go out and explore the little things around Southern Arizona, find the things that not a lot of people know about, the hidden gems, the restaurants with the best food, the mom and pop shops. And I didn't have time to do that. So luckily there were some layoffs and I was one of them. And it gave me time to step back and figure out at 47 years old at the time, what I finally want to do for a living. And number one, I love helping people. I love putting smiles on people's faces and I love going out and exploring. So I combined those two things and came up with Live Once Adventure Planning.
Fantastic. And you have a unique logo.
Hello.
That's right.
Hi, Tim, are you there? Timmy, I thought I heard your voice come in there. You have a question for Jeff? Okay. Oh, anyway, back to you, Jeff. So you had a unique logo.
Yeah, the name of the company is Live Once Adventure Planning, but it's spelled a little bit differently.
Yes.
You can think of it like a custom license plate. It's LIV, the number 1CE. Live Once Adventure Planning.
Yeah, I noticed that you help people a little bit off to the side.
That's right. Live Once Improve Parentheses.
And maybe that'll go away after another 6 months or so. But yeah, it's obviously, if you think about it, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Live Once, you know, and Adventure Planning. Not Adventure Tours. This is interesting. When you were thinking about the name, you wanted, obviously, my father used to tell me, if you're going to start your own business, make sure you tell people in the name what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think that's what you did, because you're more than just a tour operator picking out tours that already exist.
Yep.
You do it, and there's the reason why you named it Planning. Can you tell us why?
So when I first started the company, I named it Adventure Planning because, well, the initial idea for the company was going to be like an adventure concierge. People would call me, I would put packages together for them, book everything, and I would just send them out to make fantastic memories. And it ended up kind of evolving into adventure packages, custom curated adventure packages. So I do have the menu, like you talked about earlier, with about 40 different pre-packaged adventures.
Yeah, look at this, man. Look at that. Look at that sheet right there. That's 40 different things. But
on top of that, if you want to do something a little bit different, I do custom adventures.
Yes.
So anything around the state. Actually, I can do. I can put together day trip packages. So I try to keep it 2 to 2.5 hours each way at the most, And again, it comes with the round trip transportation, healthy snacks and bottled water. I have bottled water on the van, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on what time of day it is. And then all admission and fees. So we put a package together for you, or you can choose from the menu and you pay the fee, you pay the price, and you get to go on the adventure and leave your wallet at home. There's no hidden fees or anything.
Sometimes you have to be a little bit flexible when you plan one of these trips. Either you have an active group leader that says, you know, there's one more thing I was thinking about. You know, can we add this? That would be me. Okay. So you don't want to take me on one of your trips. So of the 40, which a lot of these are Southern Arizona Attractions members.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that I know some of these people you met in the various trade shows, the showcase. You've been to both two showcases now.
Yep.
You and I did a Voyager trade show together.
That's right.
You had
Voyager RV.
Yeah. When is that? Is that coming up soon? Or I haven't got an invite yet. Have you?
I haven't either.
Yeah. No. I wonder if they're still doing that because they were, you know, they got bought out. Everything gets all of these RV parks because they have so much land. People are buying them corporate because the affordable housing doesn't exist in most locations where these big RV parks are. So what's happening is they're either expanding so they can meet the needs of the traveling tourist, but they also are now becoming homes, you know, of new residents of Tucson. And we got some beautiful RV parks here, don't we?
We do.
Oh, my God.
They're Rincon amazing.
Voyager East and West gigantic. And Voyager. And, you know, we used to have Bowtree, but we've been replaced with some really wonderful. Well, that's the music where we go away for 3 or 4 minutes, and this is The Morning Voice. And I'm here with a great guy that's going to talk more about his adventures. We'll see you in a few minutes. Well, we're back in The Morning Voice, and we have a special guest from Live Once Adventure Planning. We're going to try it one more time, Jeff. Jeff's last name is Plevniak.
That's very close. You put an S in there, but that's okay. Plevniak.
Plevniak. There we go. Plevniak. You're going to have to kind of like do your head a little bit. Plevniak. There we go. All right, Jeff, thank
that
you.
That worked.
Jeff, you've been a real trooper. You're a member of the SAAA.
Yep.
You're one of those great new members that kind of gets it, understands that you get out of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, what you put into it, and we learn from each other. I mean, obviously, relationships, networking is a big part of the SAAA. And Tim Vimmerstedt is a past president. Tim, you had a good time when you were there, didn't you?
I did.
You were the... Did we determine what president you were, fourth, fifth, third? I can't remember now.
I think I was fourth.
Yeah.
2004.
Yeah, you were so we opened in 1999, and first president was Ed Harrow. And then we had, what was the name of the lady from Tucson Museum of Art? Doesn't really make any difference. But and then I came in as the third president, and you were the fourth president, and then somewhere somewhere at the Arizona State Museum, which really changed how we looked at the attractions to make sure that every one of them had some kind of an educational side to them. Yeah. And that was my friend Darlene Lizarraga, the Arizona State Museum. We're hoping that she'll get the museum open real soon. It's been, 2 years now that they've been renovating in there. So we miss our Native American exhibits. So I don't see them on your list, but when they open, Jeff, I hope you get a chance to talk to Darlene because they take you back, you know, into, life here with the Hohokam and, you know, all the tribes before Tone Autumn and Paskayaki. They were all kind of connected. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait till they reopen.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were talking about you and where you came up with the name. And I was telling you before we got started that my research on you was amazing. you are live and you have a digital footprint. Okay. But what's more important it's combined with all the adventures that are out there. And I was taking a quick look at your list, and then I'm going to, and remembering my quick look at what, you know, the digital world, which is Mr. AI or Mrs. Yep. AI, however you look at it, where they describe our uniqueness in its fusion of desert wilderness, living history, eccentric cultural treasures, and the wonders of our desert skies. What do you think? You want to borrow that?
I'm going to use that. Yeah.
You can have it for free.
Thanks, Tom.
Actually, I'll give this to you because there's some really neat things in here that no one really owns, I think, the words. It's just the way they the AI has packaged them together. And then I, you know, did a little bit of editing myself. Mm-hmm. But so many different ways, so many different adventures, obviously mining. Remember, we got to remember the what was it? Cotton climate,
cattle,
right? And
copper,
citrus. There we go. I knew between the three of us, we get them all. And a lot of these ventures are around that. You know, I mean, we have great cotton here. We have great citrus. Obviously, we have unique citrus with our swirl cactuses and, you know, our, and just all kinds of different, fruits come out of some of our cactuses too, and there are experiences, hiking experiences. Right? Do you have a favorite hiking adventure?
I do at the Gates Pass area.
Oh yeah,
it depends on the mobility level because I do cater to a lot of 55 plus communities.
Yeah, I noticed that some of those is your specialty is the 55 plus community.
Yeah, and some of those hikes are the little easier hikes. A little more flat.
They're not vertical. Yes,
not the vertical. Or hikes.
Yeah,
nothing with ropes.
Yeah, I did a I did a 2 mile in Hawaii, and they forgot to tell us it was vertical.
Mm.
Going down was easy. Coming up was a real bear. Now my kids were up and down, 3 or 4 times, and meanwhile my wife and I were 55, 60 maybe.
Yeah.
We're going to make it before the bus leaves. Meanwhile, they're jumping in the water. You know, the waterfalls are beautiful, taking pictures. We had, you know, I know we made it to the waterfall, but it was 1 mile down, 1 mile up. Not quite vertical, but 45-degree angle.
And that's a lot for somebody that doesn't hike?
Somebody that's
not used to that.
I thought my wife was in much better shape than I was. But it seems that the two babies in the ages had done something, and she struggled to get up. Oh, I'm sorry, not listening, dear. But of course, Hawaii is nothing but one big adventure. You can go watch the volcano.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that adventure, right? As long as you stay a little bit away from that red orangey stuff.
Don't get too close.
Speaking of the red orangey stuff, when you came in this morning, wasn't that a beautiful sunrise?
It was a beautiful sunrise.
Yeah, we didn't have to pay for it either. I mean, you know, it was fantastic. And
sunrises and sunsets in southern Arizona are unbeatable.
Nothing better than getting up when it's dark out and going home when it's dark out. But when you get the sunrise and the sunset as part of that journey,
it's all worth it.
And there was a lot of cars out this morning, wasn't there?
There were probably out looking at the sunset.
What is going on with
the sunrise?
Yeah, what's going on with the traffic here now? It's a good thing and a bad thing, you know. But we definitely have tourists in town. There's no question in my mind. So we talked a little bit about how these groups get together, but it's not just one way, is it?
It isn't. I partner with 55 plus communities, golf communities, and country clubs around southern Arizona, and it's a great partnership with them because the activities directors and the management there, they promote the adventures that I host. So a lot of the communities, I'll have monthly adventures. So 1 month it'll be Boyce Thompson Arboretum. The next month it'll be Biosphere. The next month it'll be going up to Kitt Peak. And the residents can just sign up and pay, and I come and pick them up on a specific date.
You know, when I do my Voyager Travel Club talk. Mm-hmm. We do that normally in February. Let's think about doing it together because you bring the reality. I bring the theory.
That'd
okay.
Be great.
And
that'd be amazing.
100, I had 120 show up last year and about 30% of them bought passports because I make them a special deal.
Yep.
And it's a very, very active club. She's a very active CTA member. I won't mention her name, but the Travel Club and Voyager. And the question is there something like that at Rincon East and West or some of the other? And I know you're busy doing tours, mm-hmm. but if we could figure out a way to you and I to go on a road show to all these RV parks, you know, and every once in a while we'll throw in that historical guy because he's been on the show Strolls and Stories. He's been on the show at least twice, and then he got a chance to get the best of. So you never know. This might become the best of, and we talk about all the things. Now, what a wonderful group of concierges that work at these 55-plus communities.
That's right.
Quail Creek, pretty big?
Quail Creek is very big. I do partner with one of the travel clubs there.
That's right. Quail Creek. They do have a travel club.
They do.
But I bet you they don't do a little workshop seminar like we could do. So if you're listening, we love to come visit your RV park and talk to your folks. I did one with Unscrewed Theater, which is a brand new member. So go to Unscrewed Theater and learn about all the different impromptu shows that they do. They're a blast, absolutely a blast. And we had Strolls and Stories. And so can you imagine us doing a workshop, but it was all impromptu? So doesn't mean it wasn't planned, just like your trips are planned. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have kind of a formula.
Yep.
And the formula is changed a little bit, as I understand. So you've been operating for it's over a year. Almost 2 years?
2 years for the company. And what I'm doing right now with the adventure packages and catering to the clientele that I cater to right now, a little over a year.
Okay.
And it's working out great.
Yeah. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that, okay? Because clearly there's something that you learned that first year. And we're going to learn whether it was a business decision or whether it was an emotional decision or a little bit of both. Or maybe you have that little person that talks in your ear that says, you know, you need to be doing this just a little bit different. So we'll be right back. This is The Morning Voice, and we're on 10:30 a.m., and it's the trusted local news and talk, and Matt is our producer. Matt, doing a fine job. Thank you very much, Matt. Where can they find us on video?
YouTube, 10:30, The Voice is the page.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Great music, Matt. We're jamming over here, a Morning Voice.
Waking us up.
Yes, we are. We saw the beautiful sunrise. How do you describe that? It's not red, it's not orange, it's not blue. But I remember doing a brochure for Old Tucson, my first brochure at Old Tucson, and I didn't want that blue or white or silver. I wanted the sky. And boy, did I put Hilton Myers ad agency. The graphic artist, the beautiful Lisa Hilton, who's unfortunately has passed away. I need you to capture those colors on our brochure. She did, but boy, and she said, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to look at that sky again. And I don't know if you could put a print color to that. What are those called?
Pantone.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hold a Pantone chart up to the sky and say, oh, yeah, that's the color right there, because it's a mixture, including a mixture of gray in
that's
there,
what
too.
You need to get the Visit Tucson guys on, a Pantone color code for Tucson sky.
Well,
so,
if you go to you go to the logo guide or I would say the branding guide.
Sure.
There's a whole sheet with Pantone colors.
But my
guess is it's not the sky.
Yeah.
It's the font color.
Right.
But there's a whole series of colors that makes up that. It's kind of like if you throw them all into a bucket and you stir it up, you're still not going to get it because there's highlights. But it is beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
And we got amazing. It here, so, man. We have captured it.
So, Tom, I have one thing I'm remiss in passing along to you. We got a call from our friend Bunker, and he said that Arizona, the five C's of Arizona, the copper, cactus, citrus, climate, all that, cotton, there's a sixth C. And it's a cinema. So that's Bunker. So he's a stuntman. So he could call Bunker.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker, for being a loyal listener and, call anytime. Sometimes we can get you in, sometimes we can't. But thank you for that. I think he's been a faithful listener for almost 2 years now. So we appreciate that. By the way, if you want to call in and say hi, how do they do that, Matt?
Well, we're getting close to the end of the hour, so we may have to hold over to next hour.
All right.
But it's 520-790-2040, 520-790-2040.
Yeah, see, this is the reason,
but
Jeff,
1030, why. Only 2040.
Yeah, yes.
And
Tim?
We have a loyal listener, Christina Manella. I believe she called you, Matt.
Yes.
And she listens every week. And was my first girlfriend in high school.
Hey. Oh yeah! Well,
I've heard
some stories about that, but you can't talk about that on the radio. So
that's really nice.
But
you were
in love for the first time. Yes.
Yeah.
One of the things when you work at a theme park, there is downtime, and you have these tendencies to tell stories. I'm not sure they were always true, Tim, but you.
Yeah. No.
But we do know the story about Kathy and her 100. What was that? What was the bill on that IBM again?
Oh, 130,000.
Oh my God! The biggest party that we ever had out there. You know, and Tim, what did you do with that commission? Did you buy a couch, or what did you? Did you buy one of your Corvettes?
I think I lost it in the divorce.
Well, we won't talk about that. This is a positive show now. Remember, Tim. So
yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
So we've asked Jeff to come back for the opening segment for the 8 o'clock hour, and so Timmy, we're going to. Get you into the second hour to talk about the festivals. We'll have a little bit of time to talk about them a little bit more. But, you know, let's continue our conversation, Jeff, you know, because we don't have a lot of time. We're only about a minute and a half before we go to break again. Lots of breaks. But you were talking about something happened after that first year that made you make a few changes.
Yeah, my vision for the company is to touch as many people as possible, get as many people out as possible enjoying this beautiful, beautiful state of ours. And all of that is marketing. And when I started this business, I had zero marketing experience. So it's all been a learning experience. But it's evolved from catering towards the tourists, catering towards people just calling me and being a concierge. And now I'm in 55 plus communities, golf communities, and country clubs. And it's wonderful because the activities directors are able to promote this these adventures for me throughout the community. And I take a load off of them, and they take a load off of me by marketing for me. And it's just a wonderful partnership.
Now, are you working with any of the folks that are in the communities where, depending on their physical abilities, they can either assisted living facilities? Because we have a really big one here in town, don't we? I mean, really big.
Yes. So I don't really cater to the assisted living.
Okay.
Part of it, the independent living.
Yes. Yes.
And you'll see on my menu, you can go to my website, www.liveonce.com, and click on the menu, and there's actually mobility levels on the menu, whether you're fit, less mobile, or mobile. So that way you can pick what activity is good for you.
Well, we got one more segment. Thank you, Jeff, for saying you're going to stick over for another 10 minutes or so.
All right.
But this is The Morning Voice, and thank you for being on either the video, watching on YouTube, Facebook, or on live on 10:30 a.m. We'll be right back with the 8 o'clock hour and featuring Jeff for one more segment.
Thanks.
Well, we're back, and it's our 8 o'clock hour, and our guest from, you know, it's Live Once Venture Planning. We kind of went through a lot, you know, in the first hour, and but what one of the things I want to ask you, Jeff, is you clearly, out of the 40, have some recurring adventures, and I'm sure every time you do an adventure, there's a little bit of difference. Because you learn, or maybe there's something you didn't know about when you were there. And you've been able, very successful, like Tim Vimmerstedt did. When Tim Vimmerstedt joined me as the catering and sales manager, he said, you know what, I need more staff. And I said, Tim, maybe two or three. I understand the staff makes 2.5, 3 times. But then he went to a place full of people that were selling the destination. And it was called the MTCVB, which is now Visit Tucson. Hmm. And he comes back and he says, "Whoa, Tom, you're going to be so proud of me." Now, hopefully, Tim, I get the story straight. I just tripled your sales force.
I'm sure you won't.
I tripled your sales force. Well, where did you go? He said, "I went to the wonderful, you know, long-term people that love this destination, and I just came back." Was it Toby? Was Toby the sales manager at the time?
He was.
Yeah. So Toby was my Natalie Wood, and I've told her this. She was so friendly, and just really loved the destination, and she's now selling real estate here in town. But you came back with, you tripled our sales force, didn't you?
I did.
And it sounds like that's what Jeff has been doing. You know, how many times have we talked about, Tim, we need to get all these concierge, these activity directors, all of these people involved and engaged in helping to sell the destination. And guess what? Jeff has been successful at this.
It is a partnership. Yeah. I mean, people got to scratch each other's back and you know, able to grow.
Yeah. And I was telling Jeff at the break, that there's a travel club in Voyager RV, and this would have been maybe my second or third where I got a chance to be the program. The program before that, I had Highway 19 or something. I can't remember the name of the group. Kathy's going to call me at home tonight. But they have a travel club at Voyager, and you know about them. Mm-hmm. And they had almost 130 people at my talk. And I was so wowed. I hope I would have spent more time on my presentation. But since I've given it so many times. And I sold 30 passports that day, gave away maybe 5. And they kept buying them. I kept seeing all of these Green Valley, sales offers come in for buying a passport. And so you have really captured a very passionate audience, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm making the activities lifestyle director's job easier, and they're making my job easier. And, you know, like I said, the all-inclusive adventures, we're all making the client's job easier to get out and make memories.
Now, are they filling out Google and Yelp and all those kind of things for you?
Yeah, I do have 5-star Google reviews.
I saw that.
Go check it out.
Once again, we're 4.4, and this guy's 5.0, Tim. You need to have a conversation with this guy. That's your new goal, Tim, to get us to 5.0. Actually, you know, 5.0, I go like, who did you pay? No. But 5.0, we need to get at least 4.8, I think, you know, at least that, Tim. That's only 0.4 points, Tim. So have you accepted this mission?
I have.
Reluctantly.
No, it's funny. I'm retired. And Jeff, I've lived your life in reverse. I retired in 2015, and now I spent 5 years selling cars. Mm-hmm. So I went into your industry.
Yeah.
And now Tom won't let me go.
Well, the pay's just right for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, We're calling in from the Volunteer East Side, Tucson.
You are my chief volunteer, and you know I appreciate it every I appreciate you every day, Tim. But you know I would appreciate it even more if you got
love
us.
You,
to,
brother.
I would appreciate it even more if you got to a 5.0 for us. So.
Well, I'll work
Tim,
on it.
Tim, if you need any pointers, let me know. Call me after the show, okay?
I will.
So, all right, we got a few minutes left here, 7 minutes left. You got favorite adventures. Hey, Matt,
I do.
Matt, I don't know, did you ever get a chance to load those three pictures that I sent to you this morning, or I don't know if you had time or not, but if you could put one of them up. But there we go. All right, look. Tell us about stand right there, Matt. Tell us. He's got him on some kind of a rotation basis. All right, can you pause that one? Oh, there. He's trying to pause it. All right. Tell us about one of these tours. Okay,
there's three, Matt.
So we're good. We saw him, Matt. That's great. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about some of those tours.
All right, so those three are, the first one is the Sonoyta Elgin Winery Adventure.
Okay.
That was in front of Los Milleks Vineyards, which is arguably the most exclusive winery in Arizona.
Thank you, Matt.
National awards for their wines. They have a wonderful restaurant there. So for the Sonoyta Elgin Winery Adventure, we go to Los Milleks. That's where we start. We have a delicious lunch. Their chef is amazing. We have lunch and a tasting there, and then we go to Deep Sky Vineyards. We have a tasting there. We go to Arizona Hops and Vines, which is a super, super fun tasting room where they pair the wine with junk food.
Junk food?
With junk food.
So what be like junk food?
With
Sonora
potato
dog
chips?
Or, well, potato chips,
Cheetos, Doritos.
Oh, that is junk food, yes.
Yep.
Any coated popcorns there? Or
coated popcorns,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love
Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, oh, Cracker. Those are great. You can't eat just one box.
No, you can't.
Because they don't have much in a box anymore anyway.
No.
So, fantastic. And yes. You know what? You drive.
I drive.
You drive.
It's not necessarily a narrated tour, but I do. I've been in Arizona a long, long time, so I'm not really an expert on anything, but I do know a little bit about a lot of things. So as we're going by mountain ranges, I'll tell stories about that, how high the mountain range is, the topography, stories about the Old West.
Now, I have this burning question, though. In a motor coach, you can bring alcohol. Can you on a sprint? You said sprint.
On a 15-passenger sprinter.
Yeah. Are they allowed to open a beer?
You are not.
Oh boy.
So I hope that's not a deal breaker for anybody.
No.
We will stop at the wineries, and you will have plenty. Don't worry.
If you want non-alcoholic beer, that's allowed.
We could do that.
If you can have beer, and it will be not. It's because the thing is, you're on the road to alcohol.
That's right.
So why would you be upset about that?
Yeah.
And I've done three wine tours now in Sonoyta, and I enjoyed different everyone. How many vineyards?
There's 23, 24
wow.
In Sonoyta Elgin. And
okay.
Then I do a Wilcox one also.
Let's go on to the next slide if we can, Matt.
All right. I think the next one was Mount Lemmon.
Okay.
So the Mount Lemmon Adventure, we go up the mountain. We stop at Windy Point Vista, and I explain the mountain ranges that are out there. That you can see. You can see all the way to Mexico from Windy Point Vista. And then we stop at the Ranger Station, and that's just a wonderful learning opportunity. They have a huge tree, one of the biggest trees that was on Mount Lemmon. They have a section of it. And I think it started growing back in the 1500s.
Ooh.
When the Spanish conquistadors were around.
Was it a plant that was brought here from the Spanish?
No, it was one of the native ponderosa pine trees.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of those ponderosa. Yes, that's cool.
Yeah, and then we go to Mount Lemmon Ski Valley. We ride the chairlift, and if you are scared to ride the chairlift, I actually provide $15 worth of fudge in the fudge shop as an alternative. So some people like fudge better than they do.
They've been a member for they were a charter member for years, still are. Well. Once you're a charter member, I guess you're always a charter member.
Yeah.
And we took a trip up there last year and had their wonderful chili and the corn muffins. And Jeannie has a brand new gift shop, maybe a little over a year ago. So she showed us her new gift shop. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of a cloud cover and lightning, and we weren't able to ride the Skyride. But the Skyride has got a great offer in the Passport. We had one of our very first meetings up there when the SAAA started in 1999, and I was scared to death to ride the Skyride. And the only reason why is I used to work at amusement parks, as you know, and I ended up having to be evacuated for one because the operators were giving a girlfriend of his a thrill ride by rocking the gondola. Well, he rocked the gondola so much that the cable slipped off and landed on the safeties.
Oh, no.
So I was 100 feet up in the air, maybe 150 feet up in the air, and these two firemen came with a ladder with two poles, one on each side to stabilize the ladder. The firemen came up with a couple pieces of rope, and we tied off the ladder to the Skyride, and then he asked me to turn around and walk down the ladder. I have not ridden a Skyride since then.
That'll make you think twice about the next one.
And that operator that caused it was the operations director's son. And I had the unique pleasure of getting him fired. Now, needless to say, I paid hell with the operations director for the next 2 years because I was responsible for firing his son. But there was there was 40 people evacuated that day over water and over land.
Wow.
And, so they had a safety plan. Okay, what was the third one?
The third one was pictures went away.
Okay, that's all right. He's working on it. That's okay, right. Matt. Don't worry about it. I don't remember what it was either.
Kitt Peak.
Oh yeah, let's hear about Kitt Peak. That's right. Let's hear about Kitt Peak.
The Kitt Peak adventure that I have is amazing. We do an early dinner.
1 minute.
At Fred's Arena Bar and Steakhouse, which is outside of Three Points. It's a half mile down a dirt road. You would never believe there's a steakhouse out there. But the steak is amazing. So it comes with a steak dinner, and then we go up the mountain to Kitt Peak, and they have an absolutely wonderful program. You get to watch the sunset, and then as soon as the sun sets, you start to see the stars just pop up in the sky.
And the Milky Way
once it gets dark enough.
Oh, my gosh.
But the Kitt Peak program is absolutely amazing. And the best part of it is you don't have to drive up and down that mountain because you're in the 15-passenger van with Live Once Adventure Planning. And I'm driving.
With a lot of water and Coca-Cola.
Just water. Water and healthy snacks.
Well, what amazing adventures. Over 40 adventures. I'm sure that if you have one of those concierges call you and say, have you ever thought about doing a trip on the wild rapids in the river? And he's called, let me see. There is one, but it's in the Phoenix area or maybe a little bit more north.
Yeah.
But so you will do customized tours about 2.5 hours away. So you're a little bit, you're on the northern. Is there any water adventures? Canoes?
There are no water adventures except for Saguaro Lake Adventure.
Okay.
Desert Belle Tour Boat is awesome.
Yeah, that's
We go up there. I actually did that yesterday with the community.
That's great. Well, we're so happy that you came back. You've changed the plan. I'm jealous.
it is great being on the show. Thank you, Tom.
You're a member, and I know there's a lot of opportunities for us to work even better together.
Yep.
I really appreciate you being – you're one of those members that gets it. You're one of those members that understands the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. And with 100 members, you know, there are – you know, I wouldn't call it favoritism – but certainly the ones that are the most popular are generally the ones where they really work it hard. Mm-hmm. And now there's obviously some financial motivations here, but it sounds like the passion is seeing these people having a great time, making memories. And you know what? You must be doing something right with a 5.0 Tim. So you got to talk to this guy, Tim.
Giving people the opportunity to make amazing memories.
All right, we're going to go to break, a late break, but what's the website one more time?
Website is www.liveones.com, L-I-V, the number one, C-E.com, or you can call me directly at 520-971-4411.
Yeah, so on Facebook, our Facebook, Tucson Attractions Facebook, there'll be a little bit of a summary. Your podcast will live forever. I will send that to you, both the video and the audio version. And the audio is absolutely perfect. The video is, we're learning every day. We do the video, but it's HD. So you'll be able to take these and show them to the world if you like. So we really appreciate your time coming here and watching the sunrise with me. And live once, adventure planning. If you want to get adventure for a group, small group,
for a group,
couple
six, group. 6 to 14 people
six
is what we do.
6 to 14. And you want to get the 5.0 tour planner operator, give Jeff a call.
Elevated All-Inclusive Adventures.
Thank you, Jeff, for being on the air, and
thanks,
we'll
Tom.
Be right back. Well, we're back, and what a wonderful conversation with Jeffrey about Tucson. Adventure planning is, not too many places could talk about all the things there are to do regarding venture. Over 40 offerings on the sheet that he gave to us. It's, I asked him about what is his favorites, and it was interesting. Kitt Peak is really all over it. So Kitt Peak, if you're listening, we would like to have you back as a member. One of the things that I really enjoy as I'm going through this list here is the uniqueness. Every one of these, Matt, I should give you one of these sheets and bring it to you. Yeah. I don't know if you, and because I want to know what your, one of your favorite, but he is doing the, remember we talked about doing a car adventure. And sure enough, here he has here the Tucson Classic Car Adventure. So he's working with Rolling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Rolling Through Thunder and with the Tucson Auto Museum. And we're going to have to get Franklin Auto Museum on there because we've been talking about doing a three-way kind of program with those three car. Very, very seldom does a community have three car museums, all totally, totally unique. And we saw a lot of them at the Rotary Car Show about 3 weeks ago. And by the way, they almost did 30,000 visits to the car show, Matt. So it was a very successful. Something about going from 100 to 85 was pretty neat. So they had a great walk up all of that money, over 200,000 goes to local charities here in the community. So a lot of these are run by nonprofits. So they're looking for people to promote them. And Tim, good morning again. Do we have Tim up on the volume?
I'm here.
There he is.
There you are. You kind of like, you're hovering in the nowhere land, I think, sometimes.
I think he was actually...
Yeah, he broke away from.
He was working on getting tourists to Tucson. I mean, he's always working on that.
Well, you.
I'm retired.
Yeah. No.
Tom will not let you retire.
No, you have accepted the challenge to go from 4.4 Google rating to 5.0, and you know what? If there's anybody can do it, you can do it, Tim.
Well, you're very kind.
So. Great talk from Jeffrey over there at Live Once Venture Planning, right up your alley. Right up your alley there. You had some few adventures up at Rawhide, didn't you, when you were there?
I did.
Great place. Go ahead.
We had a fun week. Alice Cooper and Elvira.
All right, now you're talking. There's a pair of between Alice Cooper and Elvira. Man, that's a lineup, baby.
I am not going to comment off of that.
my ghost town event, we would have 10,000 people a night. And Alice Cooper kicked off every night. And we had Elvira as his co-host.
Yeah, you know,
that's a fun lineup.
You know, it's like it's like Anne Margaret. Okay, you enjoyed her for her acting skills, her beauty, and next thing you know, she's doing Broadway. And Elvira was an accomplished dancer and singer. I don't know if you knew that from Knott's Berry Farm. That's when I first met her.
Oh, is that right? So she started Movie Macabre Channel 9 in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it was just the ultimate Sunday afternoon, you know, bad hosted movie. This is so much fun.
Chili Billy was in Pittsburgh. You know, he was starred in his own movie where the zombies came out and came out and ate people. You know, it was one of the first B movies on zombies.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chili Billy was, of course, the news reporter reporting how the zombies have broke loose and are eating the community. Uh-huh. So it seemed like there were two genres of shows that took place in local markets. It was a bozo kind of show or some kind of a children's show. Obviously, Channel 9, Bob Bell up there. You know, it really interesting. Well, we'll be back, Tim, and be prepared. We're going to talk about those two special events when we come back. This is The Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton. And we're sponsored by Visit Tucson and the Tucson Attractions Passport. We'll be right back. Well, good timing, Matt. I was talking to your general manager's daughter, and you know, Bustos Media has quite a few stations here, don't they, Matt?
Five, yes. Six frequencies. One's on AM and FM, The Drive.
Yeah, I got a chance to office with The Drive folks, with Matt, and Bobby Rich was there,
sure.
And Rick Vaughn was there, and Mr. He was on, Rick Vaughn's? He was a... He was on a I have a mental block on the radio station, but it was country station back years ago that Mr. Sloan owned.
Okay. He owned Kemet, K-Cub is some.
Yeah, K-Cub. Yeah, K-Cub. Yeah. And did he own this station for a while, or was...
Well, that is a long story, but he owned 1030 The Voice for a time because KVOI used to be on 690 way back when. So we were on 690, and then Jim bought 1030 The Voice. He rebirthed. Words are failing.
Pulled it, Tom, from the ashes, right?
But reinvigorated or restarted KCEE. He restarted KCEE and then sold that station to Good News Communications, which is Doug and Mary Martin and others.
Yes.
And so then we did a frequency swap. We jumped KVOI back over to this frequency and put KCEE on 690, where it went until that was sold.
Yeah, so Jim was called Sonny Jim.
Jim Arnold.
That's right, and he was the number one disc jockey or jock or whatever they called him back then. And and then he became a television expert, Channel 13, 10 years.
Indeed.
Number one news station. I kind of remember all the players there, from Mark, their sales to their traffic, everybody.
You don't want to forget Mike Coble.
That's Mike, the news director. Tim and I had a free pass. Everybody else had to go through the receptionist, but we knew the team so well that we were allowed to walk freely and say hi to everybody. The creative director at that point, they were called the creative directors, and he ended up being Channel 11's general manager, and then he went to Phoenix, and they did the four television specials. Tim, that team. If you go on YouTube, if you go on,
like Les Coble.
Yes, Les Coble, very, very, very high executive here in Tucson TV. So if you go to YouTube and put in there just put in there attractions, 30-minute TV specials. And you'll see a KLD-produced award-winning television specials about the Desert Museum, about, let's see, Pima Air and Space, Titan Missile, Colossal Cave. And I know we went back and we filmed a second Desert Museum, but I don't know if that's available or not. But it's a highly produced 30-minute TV special. Pretty much the founders were still with us when we did the television specials. So you'll see interviews from the folks that started Titan Missile Museum and the story when they were disassembling all of the Titan Missile Museums, and there were two that were left. And the one that was in a sense donated to Pima County and to the Arizona Aerospace Foundation, they had to literally the one they got access to was already being disassembled, so they had to take the parts from the other one and bring them over to the one that's over there in Sahara to rebuild it, minus, of course, the warhead. And it all worked out because it's one of the most attended. I think it's the only Titan Missile Museum that is still alive and well and does some magnificent tours there. They only can do about 50, 60,000 people a year just because of the facility itself. But it's the entire Titan Missile Museum facility where they slept, the missile room. You have special access to a lot of areas. There's certainly an outdoor display. And we love the Titan Missile Museum, don't we, Tim?
It's one of the best museums in the area. I mean, it's fantastic.
Sahara.
I mean, it's just an actual, just a time capsule of the Cold War right there.
Yeah.
And they were active until 83. You know, they were active. All 19 of them were active until 93. They had 83, excuse me. They had a very, like about a 20-year a 20-year period where they were active. You know, my dad toured one up, I think, north of town, maybe Oracle or somewhere around there. He toured one of those when it was still an active one a long time ago with a chamber or inner city committee group or one of those. And just fascinating to go through there and see what these folks did every day and what they were responsible for doing if in the worst case scenario.
Well, and many of those came back as volunteers or paid staff because they were manning the Titan Missile Museum and they were in their 20s. So we depended on 20-somethings to not launch without the proper codes. And they're all
technically, you depended on two of them to agree to not launch because there was that check and balance.
Yeah, and none of them were ever launched, thank God, except for the test missile. And that's the missile that's in the Titan missile right now. Timmy, I heard that the big elevator has been decommissioned to the Titan Missile Museum. So Timmy is somewhere. Well,
and they sold the 18 sites to private investors.
Yeah.
Not investors, but you could actually buy one of the sites. I mean, obviously it was decommissioned and, and missile not included, they had power.
And you know, Tom, Yvonne Morris, our old friend from the Pima Air and Space Museum, was the captain of the Titan missile site in Sarita.
Yeah, the actual one. She was a captain at 24 years old, right, if I remember right?
Yes, correct.
24 years old in charge of a atomic missile. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And still operating. A great time. Get your reservations. You know, it was obviously very busy during Veterans Day, and Pima Air and Space. All of the military vehicle museum, they were all very busy, just full of vets. To a lot of, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of World War II people left. in the world, but we have Korean and Vietnam War and some of the other wars that we've had over the years. You know, that's why Pima Air and Space, even though it's all about aviation, not just military aircraft.
Scott has worked very hard to make it more aviation, not military.
Absolutely.
History.
I'm not allowed to describe it as a military museum, but it is favorite of the vets. And the volunteers that are generally there have either flown or taken care of one of those airplanes or maybe several airplanes that are in the museum with their, I think they have five hangars still. And I think it's five hangars. And so they have indoor and outdoor, and they have a tram tour and just two wonderful facilities. Now, we got a couple minutes, let's tell us about those two events going on, Timmy.
Well, Torino, Matt, correct me if I'm incorrect.
He was closer the first time, I think.
Torino was Torino.
Torino. Yeah, you're sponsored in part by the Tucson of Gastronomy, City of Gastronomy. We've got an evening of wine, artisanal dishes, that express the flavor of the Sonoran Desert. And then we have the Tucson Greek Festival.
Yes, we talked about that.
It returns.
Yes, yeah. It's back.
Yes.
Baklava.
That's
baklava.
Right.
I love baklava.
Flaming, I got to get my flaming cheese, my saganaki.
Oh, that's your, yeah, I do the baklava, the flaming cheese. I got, they gave me a T-shirt years ago for, because we had the Corvette there that we were selling tickets for the Rotary Car Show. And, of course, they fed us all, and oh, my goodness.
The food is so good at that. Just all the different dishes that they...
Yeah, and it's this Friday, right, Tim?
It is.
And where is it?
Friday, November 14th, 43 East Congress. It's only $7 to get in for general admission tickets, and they feed you.
Well, where is that again, Matt? Right. I think you figured out where that address was.
I think
was.
It's at Huckabee Plaza, but 43 East Congress is what it's listed as. But
can you put, I don't know if you have a moment to put that in the computer.
I am working on that as we speak.
Where is this? Because we want to let people know they were at a...
I believe it's over by the courthouse.
Weren't they at a church before?
Yeah, so they were, and then the church burned. So it used to be at St. Demetrius on Fort Lowell.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
And they are working on, they've got property and they're working on
rebuilding
their new church. But meanwhile, and you know, the pandemic and everything, it is going to be downtown at 43 East Congress. Hang on a second. I'll pull it up on a map. But boy, I'm just so happy that it's kind of back in business. It's a wonderful event. It's just, it was always so much fun. And I'm glad it's back. So I'm planning, me and the missus are planning to stop by.
Yeah, I might work a little late, go in a little bit late tomorrow to work as my office is downtown. And wander over there. It would be a missed opportunity. I'm hoping the rains will hold off until when are 40% chance on Saturday and Sunday, but Friday no rain, or
Friday we should be in the clear, but the weather's going to be changing. So I mean, take a jacket or a light jacket or something, because it may be a little, you know, a tad breezy, but it should be just beautiful out there.
Yeah, I think so.
And then, again, you know, nothing takes the chill off. If it is cool out, nothing takes the chill off like flaming cheese. So you got to get the Saganaki, and then you'll be nice and warm, because you'll have like a little.
And I might have to steer away. I have to steer away from the Sonoida Vineyards that day and drink a little bit of Greek wine.
There you go. So it's on Congress between Stone and Scott. It's over by the. Looks like it's over by the courthouse complex. So,
oh yeah, okay.
Huckabee Plaza.
So it's like the library area.
Sure.
And the visitor center, the historic courthouse area. So all right, Tim, we got a break, Tim, and then we'll be right back.
All right, brother.
This is the Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton. See you in a bit. Well, we're back, and we have one short segment, and don't forget, Dr. Ackerley because I forgot last week. Dr. Ackerley will be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow with a host of folks from the U of A. Always a great show to listen to, Dr. Ackerley, and he's my boss, so I have to make sure I remember that, Matt.
That's right.
So that's okay. So we are been talking about all the adventures here, and professional venture planner was on from Live Once, and what a great guy. 40 different events. Did you look at that list, Matt? Is there
I did.
Which ones are really that you would like to do?
Well, you know, one thing that is nice about the ones that are related to the wineries is that you've got a designated driver built in. So that is nice for a group that everybody can kind of relax and enjoy themselves and not worry about driving after they've had a little vino. But some of these look really nice. You know, the Mirror Lab adventure, private racing school, goodness, and the zipline adventure. Of course, I know you've had a lot of these folks on the show. You know, the ziplines up on Oracle, you've had them on?
Five zip lines.
Yeah.
The longest zip line that you don't have to go over the lion's den.
Wow.
Yeah.
No thanks going over the lion's den.
No.
I trust the zip line, but I'm not going to go over a lion's den to show how much I trust it.
I learned that the older models spin.
Okay.
If you don't get a send-off with the same power in the left hand and the right hand, you end up spinning around. Here's the difficulty. Folks of my stature, a little bit heavier than some, 73 years of drinking and enjoying beer, the weight limit is 250. So I was right at 250.
Okay.
But they look at you and they go, here's a rope. You need to pull it. When we say pull it, well, that's fine and dandy when you're not spinning. So first you overcome the lion.
Is looking. There video of this, Tom?
There. Hopefully there is not. So there's.
I'll have that queued up next week.
They're side by side.
Help me out here, man.
There's
you got a lead for me.
They're side by side zip line, so you're racing somebody.
All right.
You stand on a soapbox. You know, real professional. They send you up one more time, and they say, are you ready? Go. This guy, I start spinning the entire 400 yards, spinning. I mean, and it got faster and faster. And somewhere I heard this voice, pull the brake,
pull the rope.
And I'm going like, where the hell is the rope? The rope was dangling, and next thing I know, there's two big 300-pound guys waiting for me to get on the platform, and they caught me, and we all fell down, and we couldn't stop laughing for about 5 minutes because it was quite the experience. Luckily, I landed in their soft parts. but I braved the zip line. At Mount Lemmon and Arizona, and the Zip Line Adventures, and great lady that runs that. You remember, Tim, we had a nice visit with her. I think we ate pizza. Great pizza over there. They don't have the pizza anymore, but they have other wonderful food.
Well, you will not do for tourism, Tom.
Listen, we really enjoy talking about all the adventures. We'll be back next Thursday, right? I'm on one more show.
You're on Thursday
before Thanksgiving. We really appreciate you listening. This is The Morning Voice. I'm your host every Thursday. We talk about tourism and special events, and my co-host, Tim Vimmerset. Thank you very much, Timmy, for being on the air and telling us about the Greek Festival is back. Take care, all. See you next Thursday. This is The Morning Voice on KVY 10:30 a.m.